Dear community, today is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It is Erev Shabbat Kodesh and Erev Shmini Atzeret and Simcha Torah. When I say Shmini Atzeret and Simcha Torah, actually, we know that in Eretz Israel, we have like two holy days at once. What do I mean? From the Torah, we don't have Simcha Torah. From the Torah, the eighth day of Sukkot, called Shmini Atzeret, and Shmini Atzeret is a holiday. And later on, according to the Minhag of Bavel, to finish the Torah in 1 year, so they plan it that the end of the Torah will be in Shmini Atzeret. And we know that in Chutz La'aretz there are 2 days, so it's Shmini Atzeret and then Simcha Torah. But in Eretz Israel, Shmini Atzeret and Simcha Torah, they are in the same day. Many times, I think, okay, we can say every year, like Shmini Atzeret, Simcha Torah is take over Shmini Atzeret. Okay, and we just mentioned Shmini Atzeret in the Tefillah, but basically, what is the sign of the this holiday? Okay, that everyone dancing for the Torah, lichvod Torah, and like Simcha Torah is the main part of this holiday. And Shmini Atzeret, we just mentioned in the Tefillah, and we read the Maftir on Shmini Atzeret. But this year, unfortunately, because of the coronavirus, Simchat Torah will be without so many hakafot and dancing, and because of all the situation. So maybe it's an opportunity to emphasize the Shmini Atzeret aspect of the holiday. What is the Shmini Atzeret aspect of the holiday? So if we look at Shmini Atzeret, it looks like, if I can say the word, a sad holiday. Why it's a sad holiday? Atzuv. Why? Because in Rosh Hashanah, we have something very special. We have we're blowing the shofar. Okay, this is Rosh Hashanah. In Yom Kippur, of course, all the fast and all the vidui, the confession, and all the avodat kohen gadol when Beit HaMikdash was built. This is the essence of Yom Kippur. In Sukkah, we have the essence of Arba'at Aminim in Sukkot, and we have the essence of Yeshiva Basukkah. But in Shmini Atzeret, what do we have? Even in the Korbanot, Shmini Atzeret is only one bull, par echad, and we don't have like any something symbolic that represent like Shmini Atzeret. It's just a Yom Tov, not to do melacha, to make a kiddush, to learn the Torah, but there is no something special. So what is the real essence? What is special about Shmini Atzeret? I think maybe that what is special about Shmini Atzeret, that there is no something special, and I will explain. In all the other holidays, we need, in order to have inspiration, in order to feel the holiness, we need to do something, to blow the shofar, to shake the lulav, yes, etc., etc. But in Shmini Atzeret, we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are happy because we love Him and He loves us. We don't need any action in order to show this love. Think about like men and women that they love each other, that they can sit for 2 days and look each other. They don't need to do anything because they love each other. They just can look at the face of the other. You remember what happened to all of us 20 years ago? Yes. So I think this is exactly Shmini Atzeret. Okay? Shmini Atzeret is the holiday that we just Hashem and us together, and we enjoy each other. We don't need to do anything. Later on, I think we make it also Simcha Torah because it was a little bit hard for us not to do any sign to show our love. So what was the decision? The decision was that let's celebrate the Simcha Torah, that because the Torah, this is the way that how Hashem is revealed in our world. So when we love the Torah, we hug the Torah, is like we hug Hashem, we love Hashem. Okay, but basically, before it was the decision that it also will be Simcha Torah, with just the fact that we love Hashem and Hashem loves us, that was the essence of this holiday. And I think that this year, Bezrat Hashem, we have this opportunity. We have less focus on the dancing, on the hakafot, and we can be more focused about the kesher, the connection with the neshama, with us, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. And we'll try to be happy by this fact, to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to know that He loves us, to know that He really wants to do good for us, and even if we don't understand. And Bezrat Hashem, from this special holiday, that we will have all bizoiche finally to have Bezrat Hashem a good and healthy year. Bezrat Hashem, we want a year that will be a lot of rain, but on the other hand, we don't want Chas V'Shalom a hard winter with Chas V'Shalom illnesses. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please send us bracha, blessing, shefa, send us good. It's what we ask from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Show your love to us in a simple way, in a very clear way, that we will understand and we will see that is really good. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.